I can't believe what Vegan Booty, everybody's favorite vegan activist, has done now. This will blow your mind. Tash Peterson, or Vegan Booty, is without a doubt Australia's most infamous vegan activist. She's up there with the most infamous in the world, in fact. From arguing with butcher shop owners.
Look at these people! Look at them!
Arguing with people on the street.
If you really respected our nation, you would be living vegan.
Constantly in court.
Just listen to me for the time being,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, but can you show me the legislation? Details.
She's caused trauma amongst the universe. She's also a proud OnlyFans model, and that makes everybody uncomfortable. Certainly made me uncomfortable after I viewed it for you.
Like, if you want to see more of this cat emoji. Okay, she's got a butt out. Good on ya. And if you go, oh my God.
She's friends with that vegan teacher. She tried to ruin a restaurant. She stole the rods of fishermen. And there's so many other reasons she's been in trouble. She's been in court. She's attacked Louis Vuitton. She's done all of these things. But the reason that she is in trouble right now is new. And it's real. This is a real problem for her. You see, Tash Vegan Booty is currently in the middle of a defamation trial. This is from the West Australian. Miss Peterson, her boyfriend Jack Higgs, and her company Vegan Booty are being sued by the owners of Bicton Veterinary Clinic over a video that they posted on social media in September 2021. Now, in that video, Vegan Booty allegedly accused that veterinary clinic of promoting animal slavery. Now, this was all to do with birds in a cage at the front of the practice. And that was slavery, apparently. On top of that, she also accused the vet of being an animal abuser who eats her own patients. That's interesting. Lay off the dogs, I guess. And the clinic of enslaving animals and forcing them into murder factories. I mean, Tash, really? A vet doing this? I don't know any vets that are forcing the animals that they treat into slaughterhouses. Sort of doesn't make sense considering they're the ones trying to save the animals. I don't know. This all smells a little bit the R word. It stinks. But what came to light during the defamation trial, which I found very, very interesting, was money. Now, there are some conversations around how much money was donated by Vegan Booty to certain animal charities and whatnot. I don't know the exact numbers and figures on that, but I do know some figures that have come out in the media that I find very, very interesting. And the crazy thing about all of this is some people have actually gone to jail for what is being alleged that she may have done. It all comes down to how much Vegan Booty declares that she makes every single year. Now, if you're an idiot and you don't know about declaring your income, basically how much you make every single year, you gotta let the tax man know. The IRS, the Australian tax people, whoever. Right, you got to let them know because you got to pay a certain amount on tax to fund, you know, humanitarian efforts overseas and let your fucking own roads and home go to shit. According to the media outlets, Vegan Booty earned more than $400,000. That's crazy. At the end of the 2022 financial year, most of which came from her OnlyFans account, which is even more fucking insane. Massive numbers, but what is very important here is allegedly she only declared that she made $70,000. Not the 400K, but 70. Now, if I do some very simple calculations, that's $14,617 from $70,000 that she should pay on tax here in Australia. But if she earned 400K, that's $162,776.82 that apparently she hasn't paid. That's a lot more. That's a fuck ton more. Now, notwithstanding, there are deductions and certain, you know, tax benefits, etc., 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 that she could probably find. But I'm gonna tip she doesn't have, like, the greatest accountant. So who knows what's happening here? She is in, if this is true, some serious trouble. And I imagine a lot of other entrepreneurial young women who are flicking the bean on the internet for strangers for $5 a month, wow, ladies, so brave, are probably in these situations as well. I can't imagine your local OnlyFans whore get, that's very rude, but it's accurate, getting the best financial assistance. I just don't see it happening, and I imagine they're underpaying tax. So it's probably an issue a lot of young women will face in the future. Enjoy. I just don't think if your life is dildoing yourself for strangers that tax is at the forefront of your mind. Now, apparently she testified. To earn a living, she turned to OnlyFans. Now that is very, very sad. And such a shame on our society that that is even an option for young women to turn to. Like, that's fucked up. Honestly, it's just gonna end with a lot of young women with Birkin bags, crippling depression, and tax problems. But alas, not my fucking problem. So the court also heard that Vegan Booty lost her job as a swimming instructor, which is just hilarious, when everybody found out that, and this isn't a quote at all, no one said this in court, I'm saying this, that, and I quote from me, she's a pain in the dick to society everywhere. Although apparently she was asked why she only declared $70,000 in her bank account when it showed receipts of $385,000 from OnlyFans, with Vegan Booty replying, allegedly, my accountant did all this. Now, I was actually planning on doing a video not too long ago about Vegan Booty, but it sort of got lost in the notes and all that type of stuff. And I only just thought of it the other day because it's a problem that she faces. Because she draws so much attention to herself, and she's only a young woman, and a lot of it is negative attention. And I've met Vegan Booty. She's very nice in person, although she may annoy everybody. She is a nice person. And I do respect her for really caring about something and giving it her all. That is awesome. Unfortunately, what she believes in is fucking painful. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Good on her for at least believing in something. You can't say that about everybody. But what was going to happen to her was going to be really, really bad. And I don't even know if this went ahead, but I wanted to address it. Hundreds of anti-Tash Peterson Vegan Booty activists planned to protest at the notorious vegan activist's home in an attempt to stop her ridiculous demonstrations. Now, a bloke from Sydney apparently organised this, with roughly 500 people signing to join Mr. Darcy for a peaceful protest, which is good, barbecue protest, which is bad for her, I guess, which is intended to cause inconvenience to Miss Peterson. Now, I just think that that would make me, if I was her, very uncomfortable, and you don't want to do that. I know she's annoying, and I know she carries on, but out the front of a house, if she had like an event that she was speaking at, if anyone actually cared that much, you know, then maybe do it, but at a house, I don't know if, this was in May, so I don't know if it actually went ahead. Let me know in the comment section, but yeah, I don't know, fucking not at a house. But this all begs the question, what has Vegan Booty been up to? Let's answer it. Let's take a look, shall we?
I think it's tough to murder animals, so kind of giving off that.
So she's at the beach.
Yeah, I'm an alpha male because I pay
alpha males.
Dairy cows and kidnap their babies from them.
Yeah, fact.
Do you think that's really alpha?
Yeah.
That's weak.
Tash, these are kids. These are like 15-year-olds.
We're weak, boys. Food chain.
So there's nothing.
This bloke's got the body of a fucking me when I was 12. Why are you interviewing these dudes at the beach?
So if there was a puppy dog right here, or a calf, or a baby chicken.
This video's got 546,000 views.
Stabbing them in the throat
not even views, 546,000 likes.
That's the manly thing to do, to stab the puppy in the throat.
No, not something you shoot.
I think you're bullshitting. I think you're absolutely.
Of course, they're kids. They're taking a break from fucking year 9 at school. Why are you interviewing tiny children? Like, not tiny, but like young teenage dudes. Like, it just seems like a weird thing. Like, go out and have a conversation with someone, I don't know, a little bit older, at least over, you know, out of school. I don't know, I just feel interviewing kids on the beach is just fucking, not, I don't mean weird as in like a illegal way, I just mean weird as in like, why are you doing that? What the fuck are you doing? Vegan strip off in protest at Bondi Beach. Oh, God.
Australia, and it was an amazing festival. And what better way to end it at the beach doing a protest for animal rights
in
our bikinis and bodies. So we're gonna get out there and tell people to stop being a fucking animal abuser by going vegan. And let's have some conversations. And
I don't know why she makes so much money on OnlyFans. I'm not talking shit about her rig or anything like that. It's not like she has a lot of fans. Like, is this whole thing of dudes watching her and they don't like her, so they want to see a nude? I mean, I know personally when I made a video about her OnlyFans, I can't remember how much I made her in a couple of days, but it was tens of thousands of dollars.
How did your subs go up after that video? Did they increase?
Very good, thank you.
How much? How much did they go up?
Oh, well, I know I made about 18K in a few days.
18K? Jesus Christ.
You're welcome. But yeah, is it like this hate thing that they want to jerk off over hatefully? That sounds healthy. Yeah.
Next
question.
Yes.
Teen calls vegan activists fat. Why are you interviewing teens again?
Do you boys find vegans annoying?
What are you wearing?
Yes.
Yes?
Trying to like shove it down people's throats and stuff, a bit annoying. They've got a sign here.
Okay, young this dude is. Why are you talking to him at all? Go away.
Hey guys.
Oh my God. Now they're at fucking at the wharf.
I'm just trying to have a fish. Can you just leave me alone,
please? These fish want to live.
Mate.
They feel pain, they suffer just like you.
What's your problem, mate?
Would you do this to a dog?
Watch out, the big dogs here. Ladies
just
and gentlemen.
Leave us alone, we're just
not
having a fish.
You alone because you're not leaving the fish alone. You're actually
this
an animal abuser.
I should say, this is her boyfriend, Jack.
What'd you f*** call me, mate?
What'd you
f***ing call me, mate?
Oh my God! What
God.
Just f*** off, mate.
That looks almost real. What the fuck are you two now faking interactions? That's fucking weird. Stop it.
You just watched pigs being forced into gas chambers and you're calling them an it and you're saying it's okay. Are you serious?
Yes.
Why?
They're kids again and you've got stiff nipples. Stop it. Leave them. Go away from the beach immediately.
So if I own like animals, yeah.
Kids again. Why is every single person you're interviewing in these videos under the age of 16? Like it's not in a weird way. I'm not suggesting that or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. Just interview adults. It's not that hard. If you've got a problem with people eating meat, go and talk to someone who, you know, can drive. That's all I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you think in the comment section down below. Be a good motherfucker. Peace in the Middle East. Be extinct. Bye-bye.